I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hello.
Hello.
I really think that my daughter can say hi. I know she can't, but it's like she's trying. It's really cute because I say hi to her all the time, and sometimes she's just like, I'm like, I think she's getting there. It's very cute.
By the way, seeing you guys marching on a hike was a thrill.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so we were taking our first ever hike with the baby in like this crazy backpack that we bought to put her in. And
who was on the hike?
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Deanna Chang.
Boom.
Boom.
I mean, to be on a hike together.
We almost missed each other too.
Almost.
Like we got to like shoulder to shoulder before we realized
we were next
to each other. Yeah, it was pretty great.
How did she do on the road? Because she started crying.
She melted pretty hard, yeah.
I figured it might get tough.
Yeah, we had to take her out on a steep incline. I had to breastfeed her on a rock.
Wow.
And when we put her back in, she was still screaming. I mean, it was...
Not great.
No.
Are we going to try it again?
Yeah, of course.
Emily, I need you... Okay, so we have a great guest today. We're going to get into it. Her name is Courtney Miller. She's going to teach us a lot of shit. But first, I need you to please tell our dear listeners about the situation in your Airbnb.
Okay. Well, and I just want to first say that I don't often slash never... I have never talked badly about anyone who has stayed in my rental unit. This is an extraordinary situation.
This is an extraordinary situation.
This is extraordinary. So I went in after this human had left and was just, you know, you learn a couple things.
Yeah.
You learn a couple. And I walk in, I open the fridge, and there's, you know, cranberry juice.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay.
Was it a cran apple?
No, it was. What do they call it? Like cranberry in the raw? I don't know. Just
like a raw 100%.
Just like 100% cranberry juice. And as ladies, we know the only reason you're going to buy that is because you're afraid you have a UTI and you want to flush it out, right?
Correct. Okay. There's no other reason to have 100% cranberry
juice. It's
disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I go to change the sheets and we've had a situation on the sheets.
What kind?
There's some menses.
Okay.
Okay.
And is it a situation or like a little drop?
Oh, no, it's a situation.
Things have leaked.
Yes.
Okay.
They're like, those sheets are no longer used.
Okay, great. So they went in the garbage.
Correct.
Okay.
Then I go into the bathroom.
What's going on in there?
So in the shower, there is Summer's Eve douche.
Oh, boy.
Left there.
Now,
which, that set off some alarms.
Because how old is this girl?
Look, I don't know, but she's young. She could have been on this podcast.
Yeah, she's got to be
25. Okay,
right.
So yeah, there's some douche, and I'm just confused because I thought, I mean, do you use a douche?
I never used a douche in my life.
You're not supposed to.
We were told we have self cleaning ovens, and there's no reason to be sticking some product made by the man to make us feel bad about our vaginas.
That's correct. Nothing should go up there that isn't a welcomed.
Penis.
or tampon.
That is all natural. Go on.
Okay. So then, as I'm emptying the trash.
The piece de resistance.
I just want everyone to just say a prayer for this girl.
Okay.
Because obviously she's been through a lot. There are pregnancy tests in there.
It's so much in one vagina at one time.
So much.
We have a UTI. We have our period. We are trying to clean it out. We are testing to see if we're pregnant. It's the most that can be happening with a vagina.
There is nothing else.
At one time.
There is no other product I could have found.
P.S. Aren't you supposed to clean up before, well... There are those that do and those that don't.
No problem.
Oh, my God, Emily. I'm dying.
I just need to ask Courtney Miller, who is coming in here, is her generation douching?
That's a great question.
I need to know.
I want to know, did your Airbnb gal, was she taking a break was she doing this little staycation vacation for her vagina? Like, did her vagina need some time off?
I don't believe she was alone. So I'm going to guess that perhaps it was overworked.
I see.
It had some overtime happening.
Her vagina was on overtime.
She's doing double. Double duty.
Man, oh man, oh Shevitz.
Yes. Say a prayer. All right, let's bring her in.
How to be less old.
Let's start our podcast, guys.
Courtney Miller is here. This is her first podcast.
Yes.
Which seems actually super surprising, as you are an influencer and you are on the YouTubes all day, every day. No podcasts in your life?
No podcasts, but we do have a show on our Smosh Second channel where it's kind of like a podcast where it's just three of us sitting on a couch and just answering questions and then just running with it. So I guess I kind of have worked that muscle a little bit.
I believe it's called The Show Has No Name?
Yes, The Show With No Name. And then each week we name it something weird that we happen to be talking about.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. We should have a new name every week.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It was way too much work.
It was really hard for us, actually. Exhausting. Okay, so can you explain is Smosh similar to like a Jash?
No. Oh, I've never heard Jash before. What's that?
I mean, essentially, I think what you're saying is true, but no.
See, this is where our friend and past guest, Leah Palmieri, would laugh at me because, like, she would say Jash at me. And I was like, this was years ago, but I was just like, I don't know what Jash. Stop saying Jash. And then now I hear Smosh and I'm like, is it similar?
It's similar. Okay, so Smosh is a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Jash is also a YouTube channel.
Oh, so far, so good.
But I think that's where they part ways.
Is Jash still with us?
Yes.
And that's
it's a comedy channel started by Sarah Silverman.
Right.
Oh, nice.
The young man who was in Arrested Development, who is also in many other things, Michael Cera.
Oh, I love him.
Correct.
He was my first celebrity crush.
Eric Wareheim and a couple other people. I can't remember.
And it's comedy, right? Like you're doing videos.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it like, does it stand for something, Jash? Like,
no.
Wow.
It's a Smosh.
Well, Smosh actually, so Smosh started with these two guys that were friends since high school. And when they first learned what a mosh pit was, they were saying it wrong for a while. They'd say Smosh Pit. And so like they realized, oh, it's wrong. That's so funny. That's a cool name. Like that's just what we should call our like whole group thing.
I like
cute.
That.
Yeah.
A Smosh Pit.
Yeah.
And it kind of is a Smosh pit of videos.
Yeah, we actually are renaming our Smosh second channel, which is like our vlogs and like silly challenges and stuff. We're changing it to Smosh Pit because it's like a big party of craziness.
So, and is it, there are contributors.
Mm-hmm.
You are one.
Yeah.
How many are there?
On Smosh right now, there's six of us. Ian, who was the original, one of the founders of Smosh. And then there's myself and Olivia. Shane, Noah, and Keith. And we're all just castmates who came together and now pretty much live together just with how often we're in each other's presence. For a while, we would shoot in Sacramento every other week. So we would all stay in this house that Ian and Anthony, the creators, lived in for 8 years. And we just used it as like a housing for whenever we were shooting out there.
So you'd have to travel to Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's where they grew up. And so everything with, like, they had a two-story studio with props and everything and then just still had the house and everything was so cheap, so they just kept it.
How did you hook up with them?
Well, Olivia was there first, but her and I had met a few years back on Vine, that, like, six-second video app, RIP.
And when you say met on Vine?
So in the beginning, Viners, they used to always joke, like, Viners all know each other. Like, what is this? They're always collaborating, da-da-da-da. But it was like there was this studio on Melrose called Mischievous that doesn't exist anymore. And for some reason, when Viners got to know each other, they came across this studio that was like, yeah, Viners, come down here. We have like studio space that you guys can collaborate and stuff. So like once you got noticed and people liked you, you'd get like invited there to just like meet everyone. And that's how Olivia and I became really good friends. And she's like a professional actress. So she was getting auditions all the time. And Smosh was holding auditions because they needed more people. And then she got the job. And I remember her, like, helping her, like, come up with things for her audition. And then later they, like, needed another girl. So she was like, hey, I have this friend, and brought me on.
And how many people watch these videos? Like, are we dealing with where are we at?
Well, so Smosh's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I know I've heard Smosh for a long time.
It's been almost 12 years, I think. I know. It's nuts. Since the beginning YouTube days, like, they had, like, one of the first most viewed videos
ever.
And
what is that? Like, what's one of their huge ones that everyone might know about?
Even people who don't Smosh usually know their Pokemon theme song music video that they made, where it was literally just them goofing around, lip syncing to the song, and just, like, edited a video to it.
And millions of people watched it.
Yeah, that was the number one video for a long time, for, like, a couple of years in the very beginning, like 2005. And then nowadays,
vintage.
Yeah, very much so. Until Pokemon got it, like, the actual company got it taken down.
Right. But, they came for you.
Yeah, they did.
That's interesting.
But yeah, nowadays, if a video does pretty well, it gets like a few million in a week, I'd say.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are some big numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take a few mil.
Yeah, me too.
No
I
problem.
Love it myself too.
I'm trying to crack $2,000 on Twitter, but no judgment. Some, not that much. So, do people recognize you from those videos?
Occasionally, yeah. I honestly don't get out much because I work so much. And then when I'm home, I'm like, yes, I get to be home and do nothing. But when I do go out, yeah, there's kids that will, like, notice me in public. And a lot of times they're too scared to even come up to you and, like, say hi, which I love. I'm like, say hi next time, like, if they tweet at me. But yeah, I'd say it's mostly young girls that notice, because that's like, I think our main demographic is like young teenage girls.
I like that.
Yeah.
And how has it been being a girl in, like, one of these doing comedy on YouTube, being a girl? I mean, are the comments rough, like, or is it easy, or what do you experience?
Well, I think especially when I first started, the criticism was really harsh. I mean, because not only I was a new person that was coming on to Smosh when it was just Ian and Anthony, like, fans got really upset. They're like, I just love Ian and Anthony. Like, who are these new people? Are they going to replace them? Da, da, da. And then, like, as a girl, there's, like, all the more criticism, because it seems like when a guy gets big on the internet, like, any guy can be, like, seen as attractive, you know? But, like, a girl seems to always get judged on something. Oddly enough, it was never anything I was insecure about. That's, like, one thing I noticed. I was, like, super insecure about my skin or, like, my nose. And then I never saw comments about that. It was always, like, something else that I was like, what? Oh, okay. I guess I don't care about that.
So it didn't hit you?
No, not at that point. The mean stuff, it was either, like, oh, annoying laugh or something. But those, like, got over so quickly because fans seem to love to just, like, fall in love with a face, you know? So, like, people seem – and the Smosh fans are very positive, too. That's something that I've noticed.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. But then the sexual comments, like, as a girl, those are just inevitable.
Well, I hate that. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. Having that, you know, Taylor Swift trial come up, it's one of those things where I'm just so proud of her.
Yeah. Have you – Courtney, are you dialed into this at all?
No. What happened?
Okay. So – Taylor, a few years ago, was, like, doing a radio show, and the DJ of the radio show was taking a picture with her and slipped his hand up her skirt and, like, grabbed her butt in the back. I'm pretty sure this is what's happened.
Yeah.
And so she filed a suit against him, and it's now in court this week.
Wow.
And I think they've been in court for 5 days, and just the responses that Taylor had to his lawyer were so strong and so just like this is a no-brainer. Someone grabbed her ass, and he should not be allowed to do that, right? And he was fired. He was fired.
Okay.
But then, that's what it is. He sued her, and then there's a counter
suit. Wow, that's insane.
So we're going to read just a couple of these comebacks that she had.
I can't believe I haven't seen this.
And I shouldn't even say comebacks. They're not comebacks.
They're just
like responses or whatever.
Yeah, it says, after the alleged incident, Swift continued her meet and greet despite feeling stunned because she said she didn't want other fans to know what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's name was Mueller. When Mueller's attorney told Swift she could have taken a break if she was feeling so truly distressed, she shot back, and your client could have taken a normal photo.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
So she's just, like, coming back again and again with these, you know, just truths. Like, I'm critical of your client sticking his hand under my skirt and grabbing my ass.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Like, yeah. Literally nothing else matters at that point. Yeah.
Right. And it's funny because I've had – my husband has twice in my time with him in the last 4 years, had to tell me something that occurred with sexual assault that I wasn't aware of.
That would happen
to you? Once with me and once with a friend. And it's like, I think women are so desensitized or so ready to say something wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Or they didn't even know that that's what it was.
Yeah. Once with me, I would say maybe not sexual assault is a little strong, but my friend was 100% sexual assault. And it was just inappropriate and I should have reacted differently. Yeah. Instead of just taking it, I should have done something different. But I'm like amazed that he is clearer than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing to
me. That's a great guy.
Well,
and he is a great guy.
I think it's because we're brought up with it. I mean, it happens constantly. All the time to us.
So and normalized. So
it is normalized.
I think her taking this stand is so huge and so correct. And her clarity, she is like, the guy, McFarlane told Swift that the front of her skirt showed no signs of displacement, right? And she said, because my ass is located in the back of my body. You know, like she just kept going. When the lawyer asked how Swift felt about Mueller losing his job at the radio station following their encounter, Taylor said, I'm not going to allow you or your client to make me feel in any way this is my fault. Here we are years later, and I'm being blamed for the unfortunate events of his life that are the product of his decision, not mine. And I was just like, wow. I have chills. Like, that's so hot.
I want to, like, clap.
Yeah. It's such so right.
Yes.
That's so right.
Yeah. It's so good when – that's what – I think that's something I do a lot on Twitter because in the past – that's the thing with influencers. They become famous on their own and they make their own decisions and sometimes they're not always the smartest. So there's been like several cases of influencers making those terrible decisions against women. And I've made it very clear to my followers, like, if you ever feel uncomfortable, make sure you tell somebody. Never keep that to yourself because like somebody needs to know and somebody needs to like help you figure out whether that wasn't okay. And like, just take care of yourself, stand up for yourself, like all of that, because it's so important. I made too many mistakes in my life where I didn't realize until years later, like that was way more serious than I realized. And I felt guilty at the time. It wasn't my fault, you know, because you need to learn that it's not their fault.
That's so big.
What is #girllove?
So I don't know who started it, but it's just become a cross YouTube thing. Lily Singh, aka Superwoman, who's like a very big female influencer, all about #girllove, and it's basically just trying to spread support across like the female gender. And I mean, YouTube Space actually just had this workshop/ I don't know if seminar. I mean, Superwoman Lily Singh was there to like speak, and it's just people came together, mostly women. There was a couple men there that were like, yeah, I'm just a very big advocate for girl love, so I'm just here to, like, support. But we all come together and we just discuss, like, our experiences and because a lot of times as an influencer, you're kind of on your own, especially as a YouTuber. You're doing everything by yourself. And personally, I felt this is great, being able to meet a bunch of other women who are dealing with the same things I do and being able to relate to each other and support each other and give each other advice, which is something that not just girl influencers should do. Like, all women or all people should just communicate, like, their lives with each other and relate to each other.
And it's crazy, like, 100, you know, like, like we need to support each other. And it's interesting, you know, I have recently had a situation in my life where I was cut down by another woman where I really should have been supported by her. And I couldn't believe it, but it happens all the time that we just don't, for whatever reason, we're out for each other.
Yeah, it's so normalized.
Needs to stop.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly. I agree. Sometimes it's just we're so surrounded by that. That's how you treat a woman, and that's how women should be like put in their so-called place when like even women will do it to each other. And it's really sad. I've been there too. Because it's like it's really not a competition. Like if there's ever like rising tides, this is something I heard from one of the Fine Brothers on YouTube. They said rising tides raises all ships.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd never heard that before.
Well, Yeah, there are systems in place, you know, that are set up to have women feel they need to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in general, men don't have that same exact idea. They may not like someone. They may not be oh, 100%. But it's a little – it's a different mm-hmm. dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And they're not worried that this guy can rise and I can't. It's mm-hmm. just like a, you know, a different idea, I think.
I would agree with that.
I think I get what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because for them, they're not – they're not in competition with one another because mm-hmm. they've got it. There's enough for all of them, you know, but there's only two women on your channel out of eight men.
Yes.
Right? So that already puts that dynamic into place.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I had something. Oh, the phrase that used to be so common and that it seems to be buffering out is the, I'm not like other girls. I'm not like most girls. And it's right. like, nah, come on. Don't put you on your own gender like that. Like, I think that's part of the whole, like, girls thinking that guys, I don't know, guys treat women a certain way. So they're like, well, I'm not like other women. I'm different, so treat me better. When it's like, you should be supporting your own.
Oh, okay. So girls are just like, I'm not, hey, I'm different. I'm better. I'm not like other girls.
I'm one
not,
of the guys.
Okay. Yeah, that's always confusing to me. I like the women in my life are so important that I can't imagine being like, I'm a girl's guy. I mean, in some ways I do feel – you know, there is that, but
it's such a, it's just a mess. It's like spaghetti, just so many different aspects just tangled up into one.
Do you feel, Emily, that you have some opportunity? Like, I was thinking about hashtag girl love. It's like, mm-hmm. do I have opportunities in terms of supporting women and building women up? And I feel like I do. You know, I feel like there still is discussion. Like, I may chat with somebody about a woman and not be thinking, let me build her up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I still think there are times where as elevated as I feel, mm-hmm. I still have some opportunities or like within a discussion of friends when it's kind of you're laughing about someone, like to cut that off at the pass, you know?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Totally. And my aunt always used to say this, and I love it so much, which is just like, if you have a compliment, don't tell your friend, tell the person you are complimenting. Even like, even if you don't know them, march yourself across the room and say it to their face, which is so true. Because like as women, I feel like, you know, like I might say to you like, oh my God, I'm so gaga for so-and-so. But like, she needs to hear that.
Right.
There is not a woman who doesn't need to hear that someone is like
That's
into
so true.
You. You know what I mean? It's like, let's just do it. Let's do it for each other.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, I like that.
That's definitely that a lot of that was at the hashtag Girl Love seminar too. It was called Women of YouTube as well. Like that was what it was spread across social media, but it was to promote hashtag Girl Love. And it was like a lot of supporting each other and kind of learning about what each other does. And that was
really
cool.
That's really awesome. Who are some other like great YouTube women that we should be aware of?
Well, Superwoman, definitely. Yeah. Lily Singh. She's just awesome. She built up her brand so fast in the past couple years because she was not only a strong personality, but she had a strong message of just like staying positive and supporting each other. And she's so good at educating people while still like making it a good environment and just fun and like hilarious.
And she's had her own struggles with like depression and things like that, right?
Yeah. I admire her so much. I have yet to meet her and do all those things, but she's great. There's Liza Koshy. She's also a very big YouTuber. She's just blown up. She was on Vine as well. I think I met her from Vine originally. And as well as Gabby Hanna from The Gabby Show. And I'm trying to think of others. But those are all those girls that started from Vine. And like those two, they particularly are really good friends. And they supported each other in growing through YouTube. And they have their own voices too, which is so great. And I know there's just so many. I follow a lot of girl YouTubers that I like still have not even met, but I want to talk them up, but I like don't know enough to like promote them on my own.
Yeah,
these are good. Liza and Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Liza and Gabby and Superwoman.
Yeah.
Well, should we do five questions and then
Let's
take a break?
Let's do it.
All right. We're gonna ask you five quick questions.
Oh, we also have to ask her about
douche. Oh, boy.
What?
We're going to tease that one for the break. Okay, five quick questions just to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Oh, no. I would say neither, but if I had to choose one, I could say neither. I would say if I had to choose McDonald's, but.
Is Burger King still with us?
It sure is.
It is.
Barely. Okay.
Is there a TV host that you look up to?
TV host. Kat Deely?
Yeah, sure.
I think she's great.
Oh, from E?
I mostly know her from So You Think You Can Dance. She's like the host on there.
Oh, okay.
But she's so, she just glows, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
That's cool. Favorite celebrity couple?
Celebrity couple. Who do I love? I mostly just love two people separate and then ship them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess I'm really loving Miley Cyrus and is it Liam Neeson or
Hemsworth,
no.
Right?
Liam Hemsworth, yeah. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Okay. I'm just trying to put Miley Cyrus and Liam Neeson in my head, and I'm really into that too.
Yeah. Oh, like, I just remembered Liam Neeson. Yeah. I was like, wait.
It's a little inappropriate for me.
It's just a wild pair. I really feel like they've had a cute story because they were together, then she went wild and sowed her goddamn oats and her gender and
a lot of oats.
Yeah.
And her music genre, and then they got back together.
Yeah, and she's so happy now. Just
looks
like,
good.
Looks
cute. I like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't know anything about him except that they look cute together.
Yeah, and he's related to an Avenger, so
right.
That's a plus for
there's
me.
That
app that you use the most on your phone?
I would say Instagram or Twitter, but then there's TimeHop. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
TimeHop, like, takes you through the past and shows you all the cool
like
stuff
you've done. What happened 3 years ago. It brings up the Instagram of the day.
Yeah.
Or the post.
Yeah, and especially if you've been using, those social media platforms so long. I've literally seen stuff from, 10 years ago.
Right.
It's nuts. Yeah.
How old are you?
I just turned 22 recently.
Oh, my God. And she's been using Instagram and everything for 10 years. So when Smosh started, you were like an itty-bitty.
Yeah, that was 2005. So I was like 11, I think.
Wow. That's a baby.
Yeah.
You were just a baby.
Yeah, and I was a little bit of a fan of them, too,
really?
Back then. I used to show my friends their videos a lot. And then I kind of grew out of it for a while.
How funny is that? Have you heard of the Tata Towel?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is that the towel that has like a print on it, or am I completely?
It's a towel for your tatas.
Oh.
So you, it kind of goes around your neck and then it cups simply your boobs.
Wow.
The concept is that you wear it while you're getting ready after the shower, so the boob sweat gets dealt with.
Oh my God.
Are you
hilarious.
With it?
Dude, yeah. The amount of time between me getting out of the shower and putting clothes on just continues to get longer.
Right.
That's amazing. I need that.
Yeah, I want it too. I just keep saying to my husband, like, are you going to buy me Tata Towel? Like, it's fun to say, like,
so good.
Tata Towel.
Tata Towel.
Tata Towel. If you look up Tata Towel, you will see what goes on. It's a boob sling.
That's amazing.
It looks like a halter top. Like, you could wear it if you were risque.
Yeah. Like Coachella.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently women are also using this for breastfeeding. Like after they breastfeed, they just put on Tata Towel.
That I could see.
Can you get with that?
I could. I mean, I'm personally not gonna
going
to
put Tata Towel on.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know that I don't feel I would have enough to support the Tata Towel. The sizing seems tricky. I will say that.
Yeah, I wonder how.
Like, is it adjustable?
Probably not.
I'm very confused.
I feel like it's not adjustable, but maybe it does come in sizes.
It does look like it's for a more fuller boob, as I will say. It looks like a product for someone with boobs.
Yeah, because I don't get much boob sweat, but
yeah,
I do.
I
would love that because I hate having to carry around a towel and get ready at the same time.
Yeah, like just give you a little coverage. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm looking at the hashtag and there's not, it looks like a lot of the ladies are.
It's not a product for me.
As my mom would say, voluptuous.
If it fell in my lap, would I try it? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things that we do just need to buy and try.
That's correct.
Think underwear.
Thinks. Have you used those?
Think underwear. Is that the new
period underwear?
Yeah. I want to try those.
Yeah, I do too.
That looks unreal.
I really want to try those.
I had a friend who had a pair and she showed me them.
And?
It looks interesting. I mean, it's like, I mean, it kind of feels like there's like a pad built mm-hmm, in. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of diaper underwear.
No doubt.
Like pull-ups like, for like a toddler.
Yeah. I'm into it.
That's kind of what it looks like. But
it's like cloth.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You can wash it and reuse it.
First time I saw that, blew my mind. I want to try it so bad.
I know. What else did we want to buy and try?
A tata towel, think underwear. I think we need to buy other things that I can't think of right now. But there's other things we need.
We need them.
I think we need some makeup stuff we haven't tried yet.
Like 100. You know. All the makeup things.
Dude, there's actually a new thing. You know how, like, everybody's using makeup brushes, right?
Yeah.
But there's this thing. It's like, so you know, like, there's those bra inserts that are, like, that silicone material. It's, like, a kind of like a clear jelly thing. They have a makeup applicator. Yeah. Kind of like that. They made an applicator that's just, like, a little oval, and it's just, like,
the silicone.
And you put your makeup on it and you put it on and like it's so smooth and it saves you money because it's easy to clean and it doesn't absorb your product.
Huh. Unlike the
sponges.
The beauty blender.
Beauty blender.
Yeah, I've never used one of those. Shit. Yeah, it just absorbs all of that.
Okay. I think we need to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk douche.
Great.
How to be less old.
We're back with
Courtney Miller.
Hey, Courtney Miller.
Hello.
I got excited.
Okay.
All right.
Emily, break it down.
I just need to know, when you go to a CVS, a Rite Aid, are you ever purchasing Summer's Eve douche?
Summer's Eve douche. No.
Do you know, have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of Summer's Eve. I actually think I own, like, some washes from them.
What's a wash?
Just like...
A moist towelette?
No. I think they have – I think that's what I own right now. It's just like a body wash soap, but it's for like your more sensitive areas, you know?
For vagina?
Yes. Yeah.
To wash out the outside of your vagina, labias?
Yeah. Just give it a little lather, you know?
I feel like that's a yes in some way.
Yeah, in a way. It's not – it's different from an insertion. You're not going inside.
No, no.
You're not pumping a liquid inside, which is what I imagine it is.
Correct. But
– but you are using a Summer's Eve product.
Yeah.
You're douching – not douching, though, Emily.
I wouldn't say.
It's like a half yes.
It's a thavy?
It's a thavy. we're just curious because I recently – I have a Airbnb studio that I rent out, and someone left – a Summer's Eve douche product in there. And she was a younger person, which led me to wonder if the youth are using these products, which we do not use. But
okay, so you were using a cleansing cloth, a Summer's Eve cleansing cloth.
No, there's no cloth involved. It's just like a bottle of – like it's like just like a bottle of shampoo or bottle of wash. Like you just kind of put it in your hand.
And then you just use it downstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually like ones that, like, smell nice or keep you balanced, you know?
Emily, are you sure that that was a douche?
No. Now I'm questioning everything.
Okay. Okay.
Now I'm questioning
we don't know.
Everything.
Yeah. Maybe they don't even make a douche anymore.
Well, was it – because I've only seen a couple douches in my life. I think it's like – because the one I have is just like a – it's just a bottle with like a lid.
Like a body wash.
Yeah.
Like a general.
That's what she
whereas
has. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, that's okay, what you have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cleansing wash. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's the exact one.
Okay.
So the one you have – it has like the neck, right, on it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a douche.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So Summer's Eve is still with us, but maybe not a douche.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair. Fair.
Okay. I'm going to play a little game with you.
Okay.
It's called, Is This a Millennial Relationship Deal Breaker? Are you in a relationship?
I am. I think you actually had him as a guest.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
Walid.
Walid. Mohammed. Yeah. Two first names.
And he is cute.
He's a good boy. I love him.
I really enjoyed him here.
He's very silly. He's like a walking cartoon, honestly.
Did you guys meet on Vine?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. He was actually one of the first people I met on Vine. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been together?
We've been in a relationship about a year and a half now, but we've known each other since mid-2013 or early 2014. I can't remember.
Did you hear his episode with us?
I didn't get to
that. Good. Don't listen. There's some things in there that might not be for your ears.
Are you guys Walico?
Oh, I don't know. What is our ship name? I have no idea.
I like that one. That's co-lead? Perfect.
Co-lead is pretty good.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a relationship. Here we go. This is based on a Hello Giggles article. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to say, is this a deal breaker or not? Like, okay. Or not a deal breaker. If a guy has debt.
I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, just as long as they don't make me deal with it.
Okay.
But, like, what if you're going to marry him and then you marry the debt?
She's not there yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah. No, she shouldn't be.
I probably wouldn't want to get married. I'd be like, let's wait until we're both secure before we get married.
Yeah.
Secure, I like that.
So okay. In this article, it said apparently it's especially important for millennials, for men or women, not to be in debt. A recent study claimed that 21% of millennials considered a large amount of debt a firm relationship deal breaker. Just an FYI.
Wow.
How about acknowledgement on social media? If they don't do it, is that a deal breaker?
I mean, my boyfriend and I right now, we barely do it.
Like, yeah, I couldn't find.
I have a few photos, but we don't, because we're not like, I mean, there's some YouTubers that put their relationship all, like, everywhere, and it's become their brand, just them together, which I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not confident in my relationship, but I would be nervous about, like, because you never know.
It's extra hard, I think, when you break
up. Yeah, I've had people that are close to me that they used to put their relationship just everywhere in vlogs and everything, and then they weren't together anymore, and it was just like a mess of awkwardness.
Everyone's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fans were very involved.
So for you, that's not a deal breaker.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay. For others, it seems to be, but you're an influencer. You're in like a totally different realm because it's your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't my business, I would say maybe. If it was just like normal, I'd be like, well, why are you not?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Back knee.
No, I would say that's not a deal breaker because I used to struggle with acne a lot. I'd be so comfortable like helping them with that.
How sweet.
Yeah.
I'd take care of my boy.
That's so cute. I don't think I would have somebody in my life if I had acne who would like take care of it for me.
Would you take care of someone else's acne?
No.
No.
Real talk. That's on you.
I pop a lot of pimples for my man.
You do.
And I shave his back.
I've helped shave his beard and his neck hair because he forgets his neck hair sometimes. And I'm like, I got you.
Oh, I get yelled at because I'm not good at the neck hair.
Oh, no.
I mean, not really yelled at, but he's like, I could do this better myself. Why do I do it? Like, sorry. I guess I can't see lines straight. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so different.
Okay, refusing to adult. Home ownership, trappings of, you know, it's so to be taken out to dinner once in a while.
That
requires a job, some cash, you know, that, those things.
Yeah, that might be a deal breaker because, I mean, it might be like, oh, that's kind of a red flag. Like, but you're kind of like dealing with it. But eventually that is what breaks you sometimes if like you want to adult together, you know. So probably.
Okay. That is a deal breaker.
If someone is still on Tinder, even though you're dating.
That's 100% a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. So this article said, when a millennial is in a serious coupling and doesn't get off of the Twitter or the Tinder, then it can be – they'll like try to make an excuse like, oh, I forgot, or I just like to look, which I've heard before. But, if you're in a relationship, that should be kind of off the table.
Yeah, because I'm not 100% a huge fan of Tinder in the first place just because it's like you're online shopping for a person and you're judging them on so little because when I first met Waleed, I did not consider him, like, a bachelor for me until I got to know him. And, like, once I learn a guy's sense of humor, whatever he was before, he's 10 times more attractive. He's a 10 because humor and like your personality just shines through so much more. Like he was like before him, I thought my type was like clean cut, tall, like this totally different guy because like I love the beard and his just like raunchy humor and all that, like which, yeah. So like I'm kind of against dating apps in general. So
yeah, because that app wouldn't give you all that.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. All right. What if they were not woke?
I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I mean, being on YouTube, it's kind of like, I mean, at Smosh, it's kind of our job to like know what's okay and what's not. So,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, that seems like a big one. 47% of millennials would not date someone who didn't share the same like political beliefs or social beliefs.
Yeah, I think that's part of being a millennial is being like strong about whatever you believe. So,
although in our last episode, we learned that Oprah taught Lovie Simone that you should still be friends with people who have different views and maybe even date them. She didn't say that, but because you can influence one another.
No, true. I believe that too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely had people in the past who had very different opinions and we like educated each other and things, minds change, you know.
Right.
That's cool.
All right, last one. Bad texting habits. So one word answers, replying with a vague emoji, or taking days to reply.
Yeah, that might be a deal breaker just because, especially nowadays with how important texting is and communication in general. Because I've met people, do you know that feeling when you start texting somebody for the first time and you guys have a completely different language?
Yeah.
Like some people use no punctuation or people have perfect punctuation or some people send a whole paragraph or some people break it up into like four separate texts.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
There's so many options out there.
Yeah.
Styles.
Well, and it matters, too, I've realized, what you're using. Like, if I'm just on my phone versus on your computer when you're sending, like, an iMessage. Because then you can type more. But I've realized, like, sometimes when I'm on my phone and someone's on their computer, I get more frustrated because I'm like, stop sending me so much.
Yeah, you know,
like,
you're so much more type happy.
I do that to you.
I think a lot of people
do
it.
Yeah.
I can tell. Sometimes I can tell when somebody's on their computer versus on their phone because when they normally have good punctuation, the computer, they just go and there's no, like, autocorrect or whatever to help you.
So can we hear a couple? We're going to wrap up pretty soon, but can we hear a couple of these rotten messages you've gotten from people? Not that we want to end on a sour note, but just
look, it's why we need hashtag girl love.
That's right.
No, I agree. And a lot of these are more funny than just downright awful. So hopefully we have some good ones here. Sorry, I hate when you save a photo to your phone and then they put it in the date that they were made. Yeah. So we have to go, like,
is that what's happening?
Yes.
I'm like, why didn't that save?
Yeah, it's there.
How
it's
rude.
I'm trying to, like.
Well, that's okay. If we don't have them, that's fine.
I have a couple. How.
You can
what's
go
the
for
language?
It.
Yeah,
no
okay.
problem.
You can be gross.
Okay. So I had posted a photo, I looked pretty, I don't know. And there's just, it's so funny, the screenshot I got, and it's like, wow, you're so beautiful. Wow, just wow. You go, girl. Love you so much. I so want to fuck you on a treadmill.
I didn't mean to laugh. I just wasn't expecting that.
Treadmill is so specific.
That's regression, though. Like, I'm like, oh, this is so nice. Thanks, VA Cruz, or whatever your weird name is. Damn, I want to find the Vine ones. They are here because these are the ones that it's like when I first started and it was like when I was first.
You're like, what is this new life?
Experiencing like that.
I know. It's like a nice girl right here. She doesn't need, you know, she's not just looking for that kind of.
Yeah.
Treadmill fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. I don't know how that.
It sounds so complicated, by the way.
Yeah.
I would definitely fail.
I can barely be on the treadmill by myself.
I can't, you know when they have those little screens, like the TV? Mm-hmm. I can barely watch that because I can't focus on keeping my body on the treadmill and watching what's on the TV.
These are the more recent ones. There's some accounts that are very fixated on wanting to hear and just experience my farts.
What?
Yeah. I think that's something when
fart
you,
accounts?
I don't even know.
People who love farts, they want to. Have you delivered any farts?
No, but it is part of my. It's just kind
humor.
Of. No, this is like. I burp a lot.
Okay.
And in videos, people have made burp compilations on YouTube of. I just. And they're large. I don't know why. They're very big burps, and
good
I just have.
You.
Trying to, like, that's kind of part of my, like, don't care what anybody thinks about you. You can burp. You can pick your nose on camera. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just as an excuse to, like, if I pick my nose on camera. But, there's a handle. I mean, I don't want to give them a reward, but, like, they're literally called Comel Farts. And they just are like, girl, when are you going to fart?
Weird.
And it's
weird
just.
Weird request.
It's like an unfortunate fan
Yeah, you learn a lot about different fetishes in the world. There's accounts that are called Courtney Miller's hands or Let's Courtney see. Miller's feet.
Oh God.
They're
okay, yeah. Okay. I think we've got a good idea of what's happening for you online.
This Insta and Twitter.
Yeah.
Courtney, if someone was gonna just Google like what video, if you had to say they never saw any of your work, where would you send them? What should they look at as like a first Courtney Miller video?
Huh. I mean, I have my personal YouTube channel that if people were to just get to know me,
yeah,
it'd probably be one of my vlogs. Probably there's this one, I think, called Best Camp Ever.
Okay.
I
saw that. That was so cute.
Yeah, because that one, it's us at one of our, it's like a Smosh Summer Games that we do every year where our Smosh channel and then our Smosh Games channel, which is like a whole other cast of people, we all come together and we compete in like games and like video games and stuff like that. And that vlog shows all of us together, shows who I am, and it shows how I am with other people. Like I love whoever I meet, I want to befriend them immediately. Sometimes I forget that some people don't want to become friends with people right away, but that's definitely who I am. And I think it gets a good grasp on who I am as a person and what I'm a part of, I guess.
And what is that YouTube channel?
My channel is just Courtney Miller. Yeah.
Oh, simple.
Yeah. Smosh got me verified too. So I'm like, so you know it's me.
Awesome. I think we did it.
Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on my first podcast, guys. Yay! I hope I did okay.
You did great.
Like a B+, maybe?
No, you got an A.
Ah, yay.
How to be less old.
Nice girl.
Ugh, hashtag girl love for her.
Major.
Right?
And girl love for you.
Oh, thanks. Right back at you.
Oh, thank God. I was like, is she going to say it back?
I'm going to Instagram story some hashtag girl love.
Great.
Let's do it.
Right now?
No.
Later. Okay, yeah, later. I would love to. I forget about Instagram stories, but they are there for us. And they're
it's like I don't even know it to forget it.
Yeah. My friend and yours, Shira Casp Weiss, is now getting into Insta stories. And she's
I would watch hers.
Badgering me daily. Like, why aren't you there? Why aren't you using the stories? And I'm like,
she's just getting into it. Is she making them?
She's making them.
Okay.
This is her medium. She's like, I found my medium.
That's so cool.
I know.
I'm still waiting to find mine. Somebody help me.
Help. So we learned about girl love. We learned about, we talked about Taylor Swift and her journey, and we're proud of her.
We learned about some millennial dating deal breakers.
Yeah. Which one of those would be yours? Do you have any?
Well, let's see. Hold on. I would say not woke for sure.
Right.
Still on Tinder, no thank you.
Yeah.
Bad texting habits. That falls in a fixable category, so I don't know. But well, I don't enjoy it.
Bitmojis helped my relationship.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
You once just, we got
he
those,
found his medium.
He found his medium.
That's right.
And our, you know, it was helpful.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah. But I feel like not adulting one.
That would get that, you.
A major boyfriend was like grown and like not adult, had a real, like we were going to go on a double date and it was really throwing him.
Oh, I hate that.
And I was like, brah, you're old. Like you're in your 30s. Like what is happening? Why can't, just, what's the problem
right.
here?
Was and it financial?
Like, no, not no. financial. Just like, oh, this is so couple-y.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean? Just like not.
Live a little, sir.
And that was in the beginning.
Right.
It was like he was such a bachelor. Yeah. That was more of it.
Yeah.
That
he was uncomfortable being on a date, let alone a double.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The double threw him.
Yeah.
And he actually fell back in a chair. And he was 6'3".
I mean, that's tall.
And we were at a Mexican restaurant and he tipped back and fell off the chair. And it was, I was like, yeah, this has been rough, you know? It's been rough for you.
He really was out of his comfort zone.
He really was on the struggle bus.
Oh, well, thank you. I want to say a special thank you to Allie L., who gave us a little comment. She gave us 5 stars, not for nothing.
Thank you, Allie.
I have become a big Deanna Chang fan as a result of this podcast. Emily and Deanna are great.
Girl, you made my life. Thank you so much.
Well, you definitely deserve to have a big fan.
I'll take the one.
You deserve it.
Allie, thank you. That's girl love from you to me.
That's right.
Okay. Reach out to us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, at How to Be Less Old.
Which is at HTBLO.
Oh, thank you. And then, let me try to make this one right. Go to your Apple Podcasts and then give us what Allie did. She did us with the five stars and a little comment. And that felt really good. So feel free to do that. We like it.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
Bye.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, I'm Brian Safi.
And I'm Erin Gibson, and our show Throwing Shade just moved to Earwolf.
We take a look at women's issues and LGBT issues and make them real stupid.
We make them real dumb. You'll be very insulted by what we have to say. And we have great guests, so come listen to us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app.
We also talk about clip-on earrings a lot, where to get a great facial.
And wigs.
And a lot of wigs.
It's everything you asked for and nothing you asked for.
All in the same package.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.